Chasing Big Joe, hour number three, 102.5 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back at the ranch as we are live today at Bellmead Historic Site and Winery. You can step into Nashville's history just by walking here. Titans and Rams coming up this weekend. Appreciate Ian Eagle for joining us on the show as he'll be on the call. Brian Callahan spoke earlier today, and you know, it was kind of the first he talked on Monday, but he's watched the film. Now they've had team meetings. They're back on the practice field, all of those things. And now it's officially move on from Denver and focus on the Rams. But one thing that was brought up is on Cam Ward. We know that Cam Ward throws the ball pretty hard. We obviously saw a lot of the drops that happened in the Denver game. So Callahan was asked if he thinks that Cam Ward threw passes quicker than maybe the receivers were anticipating. This is what Callahan said.
All the times, like on seams or like the quick hitting type of stuff, do you feel Cam was too early on that and it got up on them too fast? Like you look at Ridley on the 2nd and 10, mm-hmm. and then that whole series, like with Chig also, and I think DK had one where he kind of slid.
Yeah, no, I think the one that Chig was a quick throw. You know, it was a seam throw versus man, and he had beat him, and Cam was trying to squeeze it in for that post safety. You know, leaned enough over there. It was a pretty good ball. Would have been a tough catch the way that the speed of it. But I think it was one that you know, if you asked Chig himself, he'd probably think he could make. But that was a hot ball in a tight window. And those are plays that you make sometimes, and sometimes you don't. Would have liked to have seen that one made.
What the timing is there on those?
Yeah. I don't have any. I have no issue with Cam's timing in the game whatsoever. I thought he played on time and played pretty well.
What is it about?
Translation: the receiver needs to catch the ball.
Right. Yeah.
I mean that look, and I appreciate Teron Davenport, because I'm not saying other media members don't do this, but you know, TD goes and watches the film, and he's trying to look at what the coaches are looking at. And you can hear that, how he articulated the question. And so I think Brian gave him, you know, a good answer. But my takeaway from that was, hey, the timing's right. You may throw the ball hard. Catch the ball.
Catch the ball. What are we going to do? A softball toss to him? You're paid a lot of money to catch the ball. It's obvious you do not want to go across the middle. You hear footsteps. Then get out of the game. I mean, what you did Sunday, Calvin Ridley, is embarrassing. You should be embarrassed at your performance.
Do you think
dropping
he is?
The ball.
Do you think he is?
I don't think he gives a damn. I really don't think he gives a damn.
He should.
He should. I hope he does.
He should. There should be pride. I mean,
but
look, you
stand
can tell
up, tap myself. My bad. No, man.
You get to do that one time.
Yeah.
You do it on, like, he did it on the first one. He kind of, you know, raises and he's like, hey, that was me. The third and fourth and fifth and, you know, whatever. I mean, there were – and it wasn't just him. There were 8 passes. I think it was on the McAfee show.
Chig dropped one.
Who was it that was talking about it? It was
Boston somebody.
No, it was the – they had the quarterback.
Dan Orlovsky.
Dan Orlovsky, thank you. I need you guys sometimes.
Right.
They had Dan Orlovsky on it, and he was like, look, there were 8 balls that got dropped. Because, you know, they didn't catch him.
They didn't catch him.
Right. It wasn't on the quarterback. It was on the receiver not making the catch.
Whether he's throwing like Roger Clemens or Chase McCabe, catch the ball.
Yep.
You're a whole different narrative we're talking right now. But you're paid a lot. I'm gonna hammer that point. You're paid a lot of money to catch the football. Catch the football. Don't make us the whole topic of Restrepo again. We did that yesterday. Show me you want to play football, and you'll go across the middle. I'll tell you what, Restrepo will go across the middle. He's got something to prove. Now, if you don't want to do it anymore, then walk away from the game of football. That's fine.
Sure.
That's fine. But catch the ball. Your team needs you to catch the ball.
I mean, look, like there's people that, you know, that have – put that, like William on our YouTube chat says, Callahan needs to relinquish his rights as a play caller, and then says Ridley still putting money on games. I'm not going to go that far. I just think he had a bad game.
I don't know. He dropped passes.
He did.
And it's been a problem before. If you're too scared to go across the middle, then get out of the game of football.
Yep.
Because you know the Rams are watching that. If I'm the Rams secondary, when he comes to the line of scrimmage, hey, man, go across the middle. I'm taking your head off. I'm talking nonstop.
Yeah.
I am talking trash nonstop. So when Calvin Ridley does go across the middle, he's like, oh, gosh, oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm going to do it, man. So you, if the Rams are seeing that, unbelievable. That's your number one guy dropping passes.
Let's see. I'm trying to pull something up for a second. Talk amongst yourselves. So who would be – who do we think they're going to put on –
oh, gosh, I have no clue.
On Ridley. So you got Akeller Witherspoon, Darius Williams, Josh Wallace, Emmanuel Forbes Jr., and Kobe Durant that are the corners for the Rams.
I don't know how they – if
yeah, so I don't know who would
– if the guys stay on the one side the whole time, if they mix up, match up, they assign one guy to their number one. I don't know how the Rams do that.
There's a guy on the Rams roster that – used to play for the Titans.
Oh, no.
Laurel Murchison.
Is that the guy from NC State?
Yes.
The
is a DN.
DN, that's right. Yeah.
Not DN, DN.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We could do a whole segment on ex-Titans players who are out there.
Yeah.
Hey, but he did nothing here, so no. Get out of here.
Was he a – he was a J-Rod.
I think he's 21 or 22 draft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here. If you're not doing anything, be gone. And we'll see you. We'll take care of yourself. So that's what happens.
Thank you.
Murchison. Good Lord.
Yeah. So there you go. That's one from way back. Yeah. And look, if you take – I mean, Stafford looked okay in the first game, but otherwise you're dealing with Jimmy Garoppolo or Stetson Bennett.
Right? Didn't Stetson Bennett take every snap
I think
in the preseason? Stafford will be there. He sit there and practice. Yeah, I get that. But he has to go, you know, every 100% on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the guy's been around since. Funny question for you. Stafford's center at Georgia for 1 year was who?
I have no idea.
Ben Jones.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That was the 08 season. And then Stafford went. I mean, look at the pounding Stafford took for the Lions for all those years, man. All those years. Gets to the Rams at 21, leads him to a Super Bowl. He's still got some gas left in his tank, man.
What do you think about the matchup of, you know, Davante Adams, Puka Nacua, you know, Tutu Atwell, the Rams receivers against the Titans secondary? Because the Titans secondary looked decent last week.
Bring it. They looked really good. Titans secondary's got some really confidence. Last week how they played against Bo Nix and those receivers for Denver, bring it. Brownlee, temper down a tad bit. Don't do stuff to hurt the team. Keep your hot play up. I think Hooker's good. I like McCreary getting in there. And Snead. All right, earn your money this weekend, buddy. I'm telling you, Snead, if you get out there and play and show this home crowd that you want to be here and you care and you play good, they'll be behind you 1,000%.
I mean, do we think he's on a pitch count again?
Oh, my God.
He was mad about that. Like, he's – because they basically sat him for the second half, and his explanation to the media was that wasn't the plan.
Pitch count. Let him play. If he's out there to begin the game with, let him play.
I would agree.
I just don't get all that stuff.
I would agree with that. So let's see. A couple of answers to our question of the day, which is advice to me and Jake Lyman on milking a cow. Mike in Las Casas says, Chase, you have no chance. to equate it to a Seinfeld episode, Stephanie and Laura have access to the equipment 24 hours a day. You only get access to the teats once a year. Good show.
Nick Barris, look at it, sent that long text to you right here. He sent a long how to pop to effectively milk a cow. Thank you, Nick Barris. I'll forward this on to Chase.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Our Mick. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much there.
615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll have more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show live at Bellmead Historic Site. 1025 the game.
See that touch he had on it?
Yeah.
He give me time to run under it.
Yeah.
He give me his easy catches.
Ward rips one, and it's incomplete for Ridley.
So that's what I love about him. It's not – you know, hard catches. He had some touch. He let me run right under it, and it was soft. So
let's see if Cam can follow suit. A drop by Calvin Ridley, their top receiver again.
Man, that's all the receiver ever wanted, man.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. That was a little Calvin Ridley mashup. We're live at Bellmead Historic Site and Winery today. We've enjoyed being here. And talk a little bit more about the history here. We bring in Casey Gillespie. Is that, say it right? Gillespie, is that right?
You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah, awesome. He is the director of interpretation. Now, Joe thought that meant he spoke seven languages. That's not quite your interpreting
the
history.
I don't get out much.
The historical sites.
Yeah, I wish I spoke that many languages. But, yeah, we're just interpreting the history for our guests who may be coming from across the country or across the world, and they may not have that context. That's our job, is to provide that context for them.
So the mansion, obviously, is the, I guess, the centerpiece of the whole site. What has been some things that have stood out to you that you have learned about the mansion since you've been here?
Absolutely. You know, it's a gorgeous Greek Revival, or we might say neoclassical home. But one of the things that really stood out to me was how many people came and visited this site. I mean, you had the Vanderbilts, you had the Astors, you had President Grover Cleveland, Ulysses S. Grant. So many important individuals have come through those doors, but they were all treated with the same level of hospitality. And that's the level of hospitality that we tried, and I think we do a good job at this, recreate today for those guests across the country.
We're talking to Casey Gillespie, Director of Interpretation here at the Bellmead Historic Site. I think it's really cool because a lot of people are here and they care, and you get to share the story with so many people from around the country. What is that like?
It's amazing every day, and every day here is something new. What we really feel is that people who come here and take our tours, they are so invested, and they leave here almost with this charge to carry on the preservation of history when they go back home,
right,
or in their community. And our job, I think, communicates that preserving history is important for everybody, past, present, moving forward. So I think people leave here with that concept.
Casey, I grew up here. Chase grew up here. I didn't know 98% of this. You grew up here. Did you know this before you started working here?
I did a little bit.
Okay. It's fascinating.
I'm a self-proclaimed history nerd. So I feel like when I was a kid learning about the Civil War, you know, my favorite interest, I learned a little bit about Bellmead. And then growing up here too, we came out here for a couple field trips when I was a little kid. So yeah, it's always kind of been around, and I'm glad it's still here. So
the Battle of Bellmead, I mean, that, because I'm kind of like you, like fascinated with the Civil War and different battle sites. I went to Franklin Road Academy. That was the Battle of Peach Orchard Hill. You know, so they were still finding, you know, stuff. So I'm sure that that's also a popular tour, you know, to learn about a battle in the Civil War.
It is. We launched last year, and just we have been overwhelmed with the feedback from guests who are taking the tour, from the local historic community. I mean, the Battle of Nashville, just to put it into context, was one of the largest battles in the culminating years of the war. And I think coming here and learning about its effects on this property, on the family, on the enslaved, really puts into perspective how transformative the Battle of Nashville was.
Cherie shared with us earlier the lineage, the Kentucky Derby, the horses, everything. Just another part of the fascination with being out here. What's your favorite part?
With just the horses?
Just everything.
Everything. Oh, my goodness.
To me, that's the favorite part, because that ties into the Kentucky Derby, and people love horse racing, and there's a lot of the roots started right here on these grounds. I'm just curious what your favorite part is.
Yeah, so I'm gonna piggyback right on the horses there. If you look at the Kentucky Derby today, you know, it's taking place in Louisville. We've recognized Kentucky being that centerpiece for a long, long time. But if you go back pre-1875, Tennessee, specifically Middle Tennessee and Nashville, was the crown jewel of the horse racing industry.
Wow.
And the stables that were here, I mean, just within, I would say, a 10-mile radius of where we are right now, there were at least five prominent racetracks. So, you know, if you would have stepped back in time, horse racing was really driving the economics of Tennessee.
Is that pretty cool to know that it's the same ground? I mean, it's the same ground, the same trees, same area, all that was 150 years ago.
Yeah, and again, to my earlier point, you're taking the same steps that these prominent Americans have walked. You're taking the same steps that these famous stallions have walked, even the soldiers with the Battle of Nashville. So it is very humbling, I would say, to be here be able to do that.
How do people get signed up for tours? Can they just show up? Do they need to go to the website? What's the best way?
So we make it really easy. You can go to our website at visitbellmead.com. We have a booking platform where you can look on the calendar for the day or weeks in advance if you'd like to. Choose the tour that you're interested in. Or if you're just happening to be in the area and you want to stop by and visit our tickets office, you can book a tour that day as well. So it's very easy, very seamless experience for our guests.
I would imagine you have people that come for lunch and they're like, oh, I'll stay for the tour.
Yeah, and there are so many things on the property. We have our wonderful winery here. We have our restaurants, the Meat and Three and the Fox Run and our Coop and Scoop. So there's truly something here for everyone to experience. And yeah, while you're having a meal, you can learn about the history or go explore our grounds. It's just a perfect way to spend a day while you're here in Nashville.
Very cool. Casey, thanks so much for having us and explaining a little bit more about the tours.
Thank you so much for your time. I enjoyed being here.
Casey Gillespie, the Director of Interpretation here at Bellmead Historic Site and Winery. And again, you can come and check it all out and also just visit their website, which is visitbellmead.com. So we're excited to be out here today and have had fun so far.
Now, tell me your tie into this. Isn't there a tie-in?
I don't know. That's why, like, you keep asking me that, and I don't remember. My uncle did something here. And I don't remember exactly what
cool.
It was.
You're Mr. Nash. You got a lot of Nashville roots, my man.
Yep, I do.
You do.
I do.
You should write a book, Chase's Roots.
Maybe. I could write a few books.
Why not? Today's the anniversary of my book. My first book 3 years ago today it came out.
And now you have four of them.
Five.
Five of them.
Thanks for checking out.
Sorry.
Five. You can write. They're easy to do. Write about something. Self-publish it. It's good. Our friend Cherie was on early. She's written two cookbooks.
Yeah.
Just get out there and get it done.
So you have Create the Chaos.
Correct. Screaming at God.
Screaming at God. Lord, please don't hit that mailbox.
We all walk together.
We all walk together, and then
Nashville, I still love you.
And you can get them on Amazon.com.
Which has done really, really, really well. And so thank you, Jim Wyatt, for buying some copies that you did. So,
yeah. I have a few people that actually want you to sign theirs.
I get it, man! Copies. I am free. It's $5 first book. $10 every book. No, I'm very humbled and honored that somebody would read my book and to another degree to buy it. So it's really cool.
615-737-1025. People are still giving me some advice on cow milking. Cody says wear boots, be deliberate in your movements, squeeze, don't pull. Squeeze and pull, don't yank, and you'll be fine.
Didn't your
don't
mom
no
Oh, why do we put ourselves in the corner?
No, it's you. It's you. You're the one that is.
But you're going to take the crown tomorrow night,
fourth
man.
Fourth grader. So I'm going to try.
Has Jake ever been around a cow? I mean, is he a city boy?
He says he thinks he did it when he was a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
So all right. I don't know. By the way, Andy has weighed in on what you said yesterday. Bring in Xavier Restrepo for the slot. The perfect over-the-middle guy that Cam knows and will catch the ball.
He will catch the ball. You tell Restrepo, hey, we want you to catch the ball and run to the river. He's running to the river. The guy wants to prove he belongs. It's the same way with an Edelman and with a Welker. Welker was undrafted, right? He got the opportunity with the Dolphins, and he just killed Bill Belichick. What does Belichick do? Goes and gets him. He's like, I'm going to get the guy who's killing my team. And Edelman was the same way. Give these guys opportunity. Now, you just don't throw them out there because you don't think they can contribute something. But I'm all about bringing Restrepo up. If I see what I see from Calvin Ridley again and other guys dropping passes, why not?
Yep. 615-737-1025. We'll have more on the Titans and even a little college football. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Little Roy Orbison bringing us back. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. On this Wednesday, just having some fun here at Bellamy.
That's all we are. Like Spicoli, man, having some suds, learned about Bellmead historic.
I feel like with our video set up here, if you're watching on the stream, we have our camera here where we're looking all pretty and nice, but we also have the iPad set up so you can see the beautiful historic site here at Bellmead. I feel like you should do a weather report now.
It's going to be hot. There you go. That's what it's going to be.
Again, we're excited to be out here at Bellmead Historic Site and Winery. It's Wednesday, which means tomorrow's Thursday, which means we have football again.
Oh, yeah.
We get 2 days off. That's it.
There's a good game tomorrow night. Who is it? Packers and
Commanders.
Commanders. Yeah.
Commander skins.
What's the NCAA Thursday night game?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It is. Oh, we're also going to be doing a little wine tasting here in just a minute.
I've got grape juice. I don't know what you have. Thank you, ma'am.
Let's see. I don't think there is a NC State Wake Forest.
Oh, okay.
So Wake Forest, NC State, two and oh teams.
All right. You will not be watching because you.
Nope, I'll be milking a cow.
You better be focused on your job tomorrow at the Nashville Fair.
I won't be watching Friday night either because I will be on the Metro Schools Game of the Week, and we are tweaking the schedule a little bit to do, you know, really good games.
Yeah.
Going to head out to Rutherford County as Pearl Cone takes on Oakland.
Oh, man.
That's going to be a good game.
Two of my favorite coaches. I can't pull for either school. I'm sorry. Coach Pernetti.
You will be on a plane.
In Nevada.
Yep.
But Coach Pernetti at Pearl Cone, who I love.
And we're going to talk to him tomorrow. We'll talk to Coach Creasy tomorrow
Coach
as well.
Coach Creasy at Oakland. These guys are state champions, winners, and heck of a football coaches. Love those guys, man.
Max Hurst tells me Rand Carthon is on ESPN Radio right now with Freddie and Harry.
Oh.
So he's just making the media tour.
Hey, Alex, for $400, name something I would not listen to. That show.
Surprised he woke up for that. Friday night, got a few games. Colorado and Houston, Indiana State, Indiana, Colgate and Syracuse. You love Colgate.
Are you more
of a Crest guy?
More of a Crest guy, yeah, but cool. Lately it's been Arm & Hammer, so I don't mind that.
Kansas State at Arizona and then New Mexico at UCLA. UCLA is terrible.
Yeah, and poor Nico, man.
No.
I'm saying that as sarcastic talk.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is where he's going to have to learn that you got to take control of your own destiny at some point. I think Daddy got in the way. And it failed miserably.
Yeah, and look, I get it. A lot of people are like, too bad. Look, he's off the radar. Yeah. I'm telling you, Aguilar is a much better quarterback than Nico is because he runs Heupel's offense like he wants it to be run. Quick, up-tempo, fast. I mean, it's been really good watching. And I don't count the ETSU game. That game, beating East Tennessee State by that does not benefit Tennessee at all. Because last year, remember, they curb-stomped Chattanooga and Kent State. Beat them like 150-0 combined. Those games don't help you any. The Syracuse game was monumental. Because they gave you a fight. They came back, made it a ball game late in the game, and he went down and scored the touchdown. So that game was good. Now you got – and we'll talk to Mike Griffith, our good friend from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and Paul Feinbaum's best friend tomorrow at 1 o'clock on our show leading up to the Georgia-Tennessee game. It's a huge game. I mean, this is probably the biggest game now of Heupel's career. Ohio State was – because of what was there in the playoff, but Saturday's game for Tennessee. And look, you go out, and again, in the world of now this new college football, if you lose on Saturday, it's not over. But that's not the mindset, because that's what Heupel told you, Chase,
yep,
at Media Days. We don't go in any game expecting a break because we got a new quarterback breaking in. We go in to win every single game, and that's the mindset.
I don't think this is a have to win for Tennessee, but I do think they need to win it.
It'd be great.
And here's not necessarily just for this season, but again, I've brought this up. You've checked all the boxes of the rivals that you need to beat. You've beaten Alabama twice. You've beaten Florida twice. He's beaten Vandy every year he's been there, I believe. I think that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So you've taken care of that. You haven't beaten Georgia. And you know, the schedule's going to change. They're going to go to 9 SEC games. That's probably going to change some things of who you see every year. You need to beat Georgia.
I thought you said it best yesterday. On your bingo card, beating Georgia has not been, what do you call that, the dauber? You know, when you go to bingo parlor, dauber? The dauber has not hit that box yet, and that's what you need to do. To take the next step in a program as a coach and everything else, beat them. You know, Kiffin in 09 beat Georgia that year, and that was really good for what at the moment was for Tennessee. Butch in 7, was it 16? Beating Florida in 16. Get that monkey off his back. Things like that to go on. So it's a big game. It's not the game, but it's a damn big game.
No, I agree. And look, I think Vanderbilt and South Carolina, it's cool to have both prominent college teams in town. You know, and obviously there are others. Austin Peay's played well, Middle, you know, Tennessee Tech, what have you, but TSU. But to have Tennessee Vandy kind of in that, you know, both looking to do special things, that's pretty cool to see. And go ahead and read the tweet because I was waiting for you to see it.
Sorry. Our man, Teron Davenport. If you're not following Teron, you need to. He does a great job of covering the Titans. As you said earlier, he actually gets down and watches the film and all the good stuff. He has a tweet that says, Titans wide receivers catching passes today. Van Jefferson, Tyler Lockett, Alik Iomanner, James Prochet, and our man, Xavier Restrepo, is out there. Thank you, Nick Frazier. St. Luke is catching some footballs.
Catch
with the wide receivers.
Strap.
Catch the strap.
It's a sickness you want to have, baby.
I love it. X marks the catch. I am telling you again, if he plays on Sunday and just goes crazy, I will be insufferable on this show on Monday. I might have a Restrepo jersey that Nick Frazier is going to buy for me.
Sure.
I would love to see that.
Nick's like, I don't have
size
$300
to get that. I'd love to see a medium Restrepo jersey.
And again, we did the topic yesterday. It's like, we want this football team to win on Sunday, right? We want them to win. And if the coaches feel he gives them a shot to win, put him in. If they feel he doesn't, then don't put him in. But we would love to see him in because I think he would give everything he has to help this football team win on Sunday.
Oh, 100%.
I'm telling you. Also, if he comes in and is a success, that's the best story in the National Football League.
Yeah.
That is the best story in football is your Xavier Restrepo if he comes in and does this. Now, he's got to do it, obviously, but still.
Does Cam – and look, front office people, you know, yes, talk to the players, listen, you know, take some of their feedback. But, like, ultimately, like, the players play. They don't know how to build a team. Just, you know. But does Cam have the cachet yet to walk into Callahan and walk into Borgonzi and Brinker and say, hey, give my guy a shot?
Hell yeah, he does. I saw him at Miami.
Like,
yeah,
well, he knows me. I know him.
He ran a 4.85. I get that's why he did not get dry. I get that. But after what I saw on Sunday, man, do you think when Cam is talking to the receivers, he does the key and pill handshake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My man.
I love that. I love it. That's one of the greatest.
It is.
For those of you who don't know, it's Obama, and it's Key and Peele.
It's great,
it's so good.
Man.
So good.
Oh, my God. But I really think if this happens, which, God, I would love for it to happen, would be the best story. Any undrafted guy who comes in and leads your team to win is a great story. This would be a fantastic story for the Titans. And I know it's not going to happen.
No, I don't think it happens this week. I think it happens soon, but not this soon.
Are you not willing to catch the strip?
I'm willing. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen.
Dr. Crane, what was your other one that was really good?
It's a sickness you want to have? I mean, come on now, Chase. The only prescription is to get sick here. You gotta get a little sick. You got to swap a little bit.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens if he gets his opportunity. I do want to pass on. There is some breaking news out there that I know a lot of you have texted on. Politics don't matter in this. Charlie Kirk, who's an activist, was shot reportedly while doing an event in Utah. His spokesperson has said today at about 12:10, a shot was fired at the visiting speaker, Charlie Kirk. That's from the university. He was hit and taken from the location by a security. Campus police is investigating, and a suspect is in custody. This was at Utah Valley University. So, again, just passing that along and hope that he is okay.
Yep.
Thing that has come through, obviously, while we've been on the air. And, you know, we've seen it, obviously, unfolding on Twitter.
Update to his condition or anything. He was just shot and taken to the hospital in Utah. That's all we know.
So we obviously hope that he is okay and wanted to pass along that information to all of you. Again, we're live today at Bellarmine Historic Site and Winery. We'll come back with, as we always do, wrap up the show with what day is it and celebrity birthdays the mashup, which I think might be pretty good today. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday at Bellarmine Historic Site. And we have tried some wine from the winery. Gentleman's Blend. Very, very smooth. I'm a fan.
It's really good. And then we had a celebrity, Dale Moles, came by here. Tennis coach over at St. Cecilia in the neighborhood. I mean, that's the place to be today.
It is. And so we appreciate Bellarmine for having us out here and showing us a good time. And, again, if you want us to come hang out at your business and, you know, bother your people.
Don't forget, Chase gives a 9-piece PowerPoint presentation about how to better yourself, and then I'll come in and insult your staff. So it's a full day. You'll earn the money.
Together at CromwellMedia.com. No, we love helping small businesses, especially out, but it doesn't matter the size. Just together.
We love it.
At CromwellMedia.com. We'll come help you out. With that, Dr. Crane, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Jarrett Fire Division covers all of your business's fire safety needs. Go to JarrettFire.com. Above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on the list, we have International Makeup Day. Joe mentioned makeup earlier in the show, so there you go.
I did.
International Creepy Boston Dynamics Robotic Horse Day.
What?
I don't know. Just reading them. National Hot Dog Day is today, so there you go. Hot dogs are delicious.
Hot dog.
National Port Wine Day, so y'all are tasting some wine. National Quiet Day, celebrated in the United Kingdom. National Swap Ideas Day. Oh, here we go. So Be It Day. All right. You can know.
So Be It.
So Be It. Let's see. TV Dinner Day. Get yourself a little TV tray out there. And then, obviously, Joe says it in every show, but suicide. So World Suicide Prevention Day is today.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. By the way, Swanson, wasn't that the TV dinner, company?
Yeah.
Those things were disgusting. All right, I only ate a billion of them. All right, time for celebrity birthdays.
Well, they won't be sponsoring us anytime soon. Thank you for that.
Time for celebrity birthdays. Our first birthday. You got to get these within 2 years. Singer Jose Feliciano.
73.
77.
80. Huh. Rocker Joe Perry, guitar player for Aerosmith.
74?
78.
75. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I knew it had to be around there. He just, the MTV, the VMAs, the Video Music Awards, did a really cool tribute to Ozzy. And Steven Tyler and Joe Perry were a part of it.
Oh, nice.
Did Mama, I'm Coming Home. It was really cool.
Remember when the VMAs were the must watch?
Yeah, they're on CBS now. So.
Which is because Viacom owns
it. CBS.
Wow. Director Chris Columbus. Bunch of movies.
Yeah. 61.
60?
67. Bunch of movies in addition to Discovering America. Crazy. Actor Colin Firth.
48.
52.
65.
Dang.
Oh, actor Ryan Felipe. Or is it Philippe? Anyway, his daughter's birthday was yesterday. It's Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband.
56.
58.
51. Chases up 1-0. All right, more we got through these. Lead singer of Three Dog Night, Danny Hutton.
77.
74.
83. actress Amy Irving used to be married to Steven Spielberg?
63.
67.
72. You guys are good on this.
Yep, we're great.
Let's see, on down a few more here. Actor Raymond Cruz from Breaking Bad. Was he Tuco on Breaking Bad? Maybe he was.
59.
61. Guys are terrible. Rapper Big Daddy Kane. Come on now.
53.
Wait, do I get a point in the last one?
What'd you say?
59.
He's 61. Yeah, you're right. My bad. Good job, man.
Thank you.
I'm already on to the next one. Thank you for being
right.
Doing that.
Yeah, I have 75 for this one.
And Chase, what'd you have?
I don't remember.
Big Daddy Kane.
53.
He's 57. Director Guy Ritchie, Madonna's ex-husband.
65.
58.
57. Dr. Crane's up 2-1. Let's go down here. Oh, guitar player Matthew Followill of Kings of Leon. Aren't they from Mount Juliet, allegedly?
Yep. 47.
50.
41. All right. Let's go over here on this side here. PGA golfer Larry Nelson.
81.
71.
78. Joey Votto.
Joey Votto, 44.
47.
42. We're tied at 2. Ben Wallace, former NBA player.
46.
45.
51. The big unit, Randy Johnson.
57.
62.
62, exactly.
Wow.
Our last one, Dr. Green, you're up 4-2. How old is a guy that drives everybody crazy on Saturday, or used to, Gary Danielson?
Did he retire?
I think this year or maybe last week or something. But I think it's probably his last year.
Gary Danielson, I'm going to say 73.
78.
74. That makes it 3-3. Dr. Crane wins 4-3. Dr. Crane, you finally won one.
Congrats, Dr. Crane.
The moon has finally gone to full crescent. We're good to go.
Love it.
There you go.
I don't know if that means anything, but I won. Thank God.
It probably doesn't, but that's okay. With that, let's get to our mashup today. And a happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on, and I just said that, on this Wednesday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McKay.
Nervous.
You're kind of down at the back end, you know, where the udders are.
Yes.
And literally, when we got done, I stood up. I believe the cow's name was Bessie. Bessie had to relieve herself, and I got out of the way just in the nick of time.
I don't.
Chris Sanders has texted me and said, cow milking, what in the Sam E. Hill is going on? 8970. Grab that thing and squeeze down. Remember, it's all about the rhythm.
Guys, stop.
Don't pull. Just whatever you do, not pull the udder. Yep, you got to gradually, you know, tug it.
Dr. Crane, you have the you know what ready to go for these. I've got one that says, Chase, be gentle and squeeze. Don't pull.
Make sure you only pull the stuff under the belly, not the tail. Dylan and Antioch. Never mind. Can't read Dylan and Antioch.
Oh, man.
But that's a good one.
No difference than Ricky on a Friday night downtown. So, okay. We need advice.
very good job, Dr. Crane. I had a feeling that one was going to be interesting today.
Oh, yeah.
Again, thank you to Bellmead Historic Site and Winery for having us here today. Visit bellmead.com is the website. We've sampled some wine, the Gentleman's Blend, and there's so many cool things to do out here. So we appreciate them having us out.
Yeah, we love it. Again, as we leave every show with our mental health mission, you know, that if you're struggling or anything, please talk to somebody on your cell phone really quick. You can dial 988 and get help there. You can text that. Or you can, we've partnered with Unity Psychiatric Care. Just go to GameNashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe show. And there's professional help right here in Middle Tennessee to get you through whatever you're going through. As Dr. Crane said earlier, it is National Suicide Prevention Day. It's National Suicide Prevention Month. But on this show, it's every single day that we want to tell you that we love you. You're doing a heck of a job. And if something happened to you, our world would not be the same. So be strong, stay with us, and know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Be nice to each other. Just please. DVD is coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.